No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome everybody in to a Friday edition of the Adam Carriker Show. I'm just going to be honest with you. We got a lot to get to you. So we're going to dispense with the pleasantries and we're going to light this candle right off the bat. And the first thing I want to know the answer to, when is it okay to start playing Christmas music and put up Christmas decorations? Now, when I was a kid, it was after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. They'd start playing Christmas movies on TV. We'd start watching them. Usually Elf was the first one we'd watch, not when I was a kid. But as I got older, Elf became the movie my kids wanted to watch. Then all of a sudden, it kind of crept into before Thanksgiving. I saw some freaking Christmas decorations before Halloween. That is just blasphemous, ladies and gentlemen. All right, my daughter, what prompted this? My daughter, Addie, was like, all her little siblings. She's my oldest daughter, 13 years old, second oldest kid. She has four younger siblings, 12-year-old sister, two twin sisters that are 9, and a 7-year-old. And they all wanted to start doing like Christmas like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, or maybe they were before Halloween. I can't remember. And she came up with the rule that we could not start doing it in our house until November 15th. And I know we're past that date. But every day right now, I walk by this little blow up. We haven't gone into full Christmas decoration mode. That'll be next week probably. But that's the question I want to know. I want you to text in. When is it okay to start listening to Christmas music? When is it okay to start putting up Christmas decorations? Because right now in my house, there's one. All right. It's this. I hate Garfield. I just don't like Garfield. But it's this like, it's this like blow up little kitten version of a Garfield with a Santa hat on. And I walk by this thing like 50 times a day. All right, this butt ugly little kitten version of Garfield. I actually don't hate the thing. I like kittens. I just don't like cats and I don't like Garfield. But when is it okay? Jake, tell him the text line number. When is it okay to start listening to Christmas music and putting up Christmas decorations? What's that number in case the fine folks who don't know, Jake?
402-464-5685. I also want to know why you hate Garfield. I've never heard that.
Fat, lazy, not funny. I like lasagna, but that's all he wants to eat. I've never found him funny. And now my kids like him, and I'm like, great. So you're going to hate Mondays, which most people aren't a big fan of Mondays, unless it's a victory Monday, which I haven't been enough of lately. Hate Mondays, just want to eat, lay around, complain, lazy, fat, and I don't like cats. All right. I like kittens. I don't like cats. There's a difference there, so that probably doesn't help. All right. So at the end of every segment, It's Jake's responsibility to let me know what people are saying in. All right, so text in. Let me know what people are saying, what they're telling us on that text line. When is it acceptable? November 15th. That is the self-imposed deadline in our house. because that's what Addison decided. And we're rolling with that. You know, it's kind of funny, Jake. It occurred to me yesterday, I'm winning this contest with Steve Sipple, and he doesn't even know the contest exists.
That's right. Yeah.
It's just me and him. Well, I know he listens to the show, so he might know it exists. Maybe he's in hiding. Maybe he doesn't want to come out, or maybe he has no idea. But I'm winning this contest, whether he knows it or not. All right, the Character Trivia Challenge. I've won 60% of the battles. Sipple on the year was a 55 I accounted for the other day, 55% winning percentage. Now, every time I win or lose, my winning percentage drops about 20 to 30% because we've only done it five times, but I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm winning this contest that Sipple doesn't even know about that he's losing to me. All right, I forgot to mention this yesterday. Went to the Outland Trophy semifinalist announcement ceremony in Omaha on Wednesday. It was pretty cool. There's seven semifinalists. Now, for those who may or may not know exactly what the Outland Trophy is for, it's really to reward the best interior lineman, offense or defense, tackle to tackle. So you can be an offensive tackle, left tackle to right tackle, offensive guard, left to right guard, center, or a defensive tackle. Okay, and there were seven semifinalists that were announced. At first, I was getting heated. I was getting upset because it was all O-linemen. It was two tackles, two guards, a center, and I'm like, I'm looking at Greg Sharp. So Greg Sharp was there. It was good to see him. All right. Always curious to see how he's doing. He seems to be in good spirits. All right. He was there. All right. Bob Mancuso, who we had on the show on Wednesday, who votes on about 8 billion different postseason college football awards, was there. It was good to see him. Tom Chattel was there. Larry Jacobson. By the way, for those who somehow may not remember all of his accolades, let me just remind you, two-time national champion, 70-71, Outland Trophy winner. All right, consensus All-American, first team All-Conference, first round draft pick by the New York Giants. Okay, one of the best to ever do it. He was the first player from Nebraska to ever win the Outland Trophy. I believe we've had 8 over the years. All right, and he was the first one to ever do it. So they were all there, but I'm getting heated because like the first 5 guys are all linemen. I'm just like, what is this? Offensive lineman, like, what is this crap? Luckily, the last 2 guys were D-tackles. So I walked out of there with a smile on my face, Jake. I just want you to know that. All right, what are some of the responses? When is it acceptable to start Christmas decorations and or Christmas music listening to?
Railroader Matt says Big Black Friday is the earliest. Drew says I turned my outside lights on this week. Garage Jeff says Black Friday. 2021 says can't do Christmas before Thanksgiving. You can turn Christmas lights on Thanksgiving evening is when he says. Hammond Beans says snow. Wait for the snow, maybe.
Hammond Beans. I just like the name.
Yeah. There's a
too much variance with snow, though, but go ahead.
Yeah. Cubs says decor December 1st, music December 13th, only allowed for 12 days.
Wow. The 12 days of Christmas? Is that the theory behind that? I don't know how many kids you got or what the situation is there. You're robbing your kids, man. So I've always been a big, like, the day after Thanksgiving. Like, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. For anybody who knows me, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. So I'd always get, like, defensive. No, you cannot start Christmas before. The more kids I got and the more younger kids and the more kids, period, the more I got outnumbered in this, in my household. But it was always Black Friday. I love Thanksgiving. You got football, you got food, you got tradition. We have our backyard turkey bowl each and every year. It's 50-50 whether I'm gonna walk away from that thing hurt or not. We've had 10 of them. I've walked away from it unscathed 5 times. So we'll see what happens this year to see if I can stay over 50%. I tore my hamstring 1 year.
Oh, no.
That was actually the year I knew I was done with the NFL. All right. I'd been out for 2 years, and I was kind of like, all right, I'm feeling good. You know, I had 11 surgeries, doing all right. Doctor looked at me, good buddy of mine, so he could be blunt. He goes, your knee absolutely sucks. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that and your lack of candor. But so I got this knee that sucks. Excuse me, 11 surgeries. And I'm like, you know what? I wonder if I could get back in. Go out and play flag football. This is a game that includes like 7-year-olds all the way up to 50-year-olds. I didn't tear the hamstring. I pulled, it was gone. It was better in 2 weeks. So like, it wasn't like a full out tear. I was like, all right, I'm done. Yep. Can't get through a backyard flag football game with 7 and 50-year-olds. I am officially done with the NFL. So for me, I've always been really protective of Thanksgiving. And to me, one of the other things that I love about Thanksgiving is the official holiday season starts for a lot of people with Halloween. For me, it starts with Thanksgiving because, boom, you're like literally right into Christmas. You're right into bowl games and back when bowl games mattered, conference championship games, and we're going to talk about if those even matter anymore at the end of this. I've got quotes today from Dion at the end of the show or clips to play from Lane Kiffin, Josh Pate. It's a whole bunch of interesting stuff. That last 10 to 15 minutes is going to be loaded. Evan Bland's going to join me at about 12:30. I should shout him out as well. Tune in for that. He does a phenomenal job. All right. But I've always been very defensive of Thanksgiving. And now, last year was actually, I think, the first year we decorated on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And now the date's getting moved up to November 15th. And I got this butt-ugly looking mini Garfield fat Santa-headed cat staring at me that's like this blow-up thing. I just want to unplug it all day. I actually don't hate it. Like I said, I actually like kittens. It looks like a kitten. All right, what are some of the other responses we're getting here?
Yeah, it seems to be a somewhat of a consensus that that you do it, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday is the earliest, Garage Jeff said there.
They say that, but are you people actually living out your words? Do these people not have young children that are just giving you the puppy dog and little putty cat eyes and begging to put this stuff up? Are you actually living out your words? That's what I want to know, folks.
I had to go get my son. I went and got him an inflatable. He likes those inflatable. Mm. He chose this koala with a Santa hat on. So that's what we're doing. But
mine was Garfield. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I know you're not going to like this, but my wife actually is from the Philippines.
Ooh.
And what they pride themselves is having the longest Christmas celebration in the world. They start in September.
There's pluses and minuses. Now we can get into the too many college football playoff games devalues the regular season talk with Christmas if you want. But we'll save that topic for another day. I don't hate that. I want to learn more about that on another day.
Yeah.
We got a whole holiday season ahead. Apparently, we're starting before Thanksgiving with some of the Christmas talk here, but that's okay. All right. I got a bunch of random, interesting, I think they're interesting. Hopefully, you find folks enjoy them, things to fire through. And then I want to get through some predictions for this weekend, including Nebraska versus Wisconsin, my biggest potential upset game to watch in the five top college football games of the weekend. But I saw this tweet from Bud Crawford, and I quote, "I think I can do 90,000 at Memorial Stadium. I think I'm going to go on and make history just to make some of y'all mad because y'all be hating. What's up at UNL Lincoln at Huskers," end quote. Let's make it happen. I love the idea there. All right. $10.5 million won out, Jake. Did you see this? Bryce Underwood, the number one recruit in the country, five-star quarterback, flipped from LSU to good old Michigan. And it just so happens that the number two recruit in the country, five-star quarterback.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Tavion St. Clair going to Ohio State. That could be interesting to watch down the road. See if we can't poach him. All right. Let's see what else we got here on the docket. Oh, my gosh. All right. Michigan State is so desperate that you can bring two friends for the game for this Friday. So here's what it says. As a thank you for your dedication and support of Michigan State football, you will be able to bring two friends for free to the game on Friday. Your student ID or student ticket scan at Gate B will Be good for a mission for you and two additional guests. Michigan State football doing really, really well. All right, what we got next here? Conference championships. You got any thoughts on that real quick, Jake?
Well, I know the game, like the get-in price on the secondary market's like $14. So depending on how expensive that ticket is.
Seems high.
You might be able to get three tickets for cheaper anyway.
I was going to say like 370, 380, whatever that is. I don't know. I'm not that good at math. All right. Think about this, because it's not all that far-fetched. Oregon could win the Big Ten. Texas could win the SEC. SMU could win the ACC. Colorado could win the Big 12. And Army could win the AAC. All very realistic, right? Mm-hmm. Those teams all have one thing in common. None of those teams were in these same conferences a year ago.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a couple more things, and we'll get into some predictions. Think about this now. The current temperatures at some point throughout this week for in Ohio State, Columbus, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame. By the way, if the college football playoff started this weekend, all right, Penn State would host Georgia. It's 35 degrees there this week. Ohio State was 32, but they're going to host BYU, so that's not that big a deal for the boys from Provo. Indiana would host Ole Miss, 32 degrees. Notre Dame and Alabama, all right, under touchdown Jesus, and Indiana South Bend, 30 degrees. Mm. I can't freaking wait, and I hope some of these matchups hold up. All right. Oh, my God. What do you think of Skip Bayless? Just give me a quick response, Jake. Just real quick.
A legend for what he's able to do, you know, and is built for himself. But I don't take everything he says too seriously.
I've never been able to stand him. His outright disrespect for people who've actually played is absurd. And then the one time it was pointed out that he wasn't very good, he got so insanely sensitive about 8 or 9 years ago, made up some fabricated knee story. Oh, wait, that's Stephen A. Smith. But I digress. Do you know about the Stephen A. Smith lies in his book? People, just own your crap, okay? I've had 11 surgeries. I had ups. I had downs. I had good games. I had bad games. Just own your crap. We'll get into that another day. But Skip Bayless, I've never liked him. And I've always thought he needed a counterpart because he couldn't do it on his own. There's a reason he's not at Fox. He's not at ESPN. There's a reason he was on the airwaves and successful for decades as well. But his most recent take is the most not ASA 7, Jake, say it with me, not ASA 8, the most ASA 9 take I think I've ever seen of his. And I quote, "We are looking at the next Alabama dynasty," end quote. And in the picture, what is the picture of, Jake?
Looks like Dion.
It's Dion in Colorado. That was his most recent take. Somebody needs some clickbait for his new struggling YouTube channel. And the guy's had way more success than me. I'm a lot younger, so we'll see what the future holds. But that, dude, that's how you lose people and credibility right there. All right, let's do some predictions. Nebraska, let's start with good old Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen. Nebraska versus Wisconsin in my top five games of the weekend. And then the one team that should be on the biggest of all upsets alerts for this weekend. So just think about this. Wisconsin, as mentioned before, they don't have a play caller. Luke Fickell was so sensitive. He's like, "Why are you even asking that?" Because it's a logical question to know who's going to be asking your plays in a press conference or asking who's going to be calling your plays in a press conference. So upset. Backup quarterback, their third stringer actually just transferred. So their starter's out. Their third stringer just transferred, by the way. And so they've got a backup, and I don't know who's after him. I guess somebody, maybe the water boy. Lost their starting running back to the portal 3 games into the season. They're on their third string running back, who's not bad, by the way. He's just not your typical Wisconsin running back. Okay, they're playing on the road. We're at home. It's senior day. I will tell you right now, I still remember my senior day game versus Colorado like it was yesterday. One of the most emotional days I've ever had. I didn't get tired at all. Big guys like me like colder weather. Heat makes us tired. So I love that it was colder. And I'll be honest with you, I had a whole bunch of in-laws who love Colorado and they talk trash all year long. So I was always extra motivated for that game. But my senior game versus Colorado to this day is one of the games where I was the most emotional and I just felt like I never got tired. And I hope the Huskers play that way on Saturday. Now, one of the things we are going to have to fix, and I talked about this in the middle of the USC game. I said they're running two different coverages with their safeties, like in the middle of the game. All right, Tony White, and I quote, "We were playing two different coverages out there, and that is never going to work out well. So let's get on the same page." And it was interesting. I interviewed Charlie McBride earlier this week. He flat out said, "We would have audibles for the front seven, stunts for the D-line, or checks for the linebackers." He's like, "But very rarely would we change the secondary because you can't have a mistake back there. They've got the longest way to try to communicate, longest distance, farthest distance between players to have to yell." Okay. And what if you're at home at USC? It's not going to be crazy loud, but We had a lot of fans there, like, what, 15, 20,000, trying to make noise when USC was on offense. We've got to be on the same page in the secondary. All right, most people know this. This is the only team we played every year since 2012, when we joined, or 11 since we joined the Big Ten. We've only beaten them once. All right, by the way, we don't play Wisconsin the next 2 years after this. I don't know if you knew that. You look at Wisconsin's schedule. We've had some pretty good competition. Alabama, all right, Penn State, Iowa, Oregon, Iowa as well. They lost to USC when they were ranked 13th. So they played a decent schedule. You look at our schedule, it's a little bit tougher than we thought it would be before the season. Indiana's better than we thought. Ohio State's Ohio State. Illinois is better than we thought. Really didn't know what to make of USC. They're still really talented. Not sure if they're going to go to a bowl game at this point, but they're one of the, because they got UCLA and Notre Dame their last two games, so they got to win one of those two. UCLA might be better than their record, so I would say Wisconsin's had the tougher schedule so far, but ours is not quite as easy as I thought it would be, but it certainly has not been brutal. All right. I thought this was interesting. From the press conference from Dana Holgorsen. All right. Or quite a quote from Matt Rhule on Dana Holgorsen on the offense, and I quote, "It's not the plays that do it, it's the players that do it." He's imprinting that to them. For all year, it was like, well, Sat was saying it to them, but all the noise was, well, it's Sat's fault. So the players can sometimes be gosh, if Sat did a better job, end quote. Long story short, saying the players got to play, but basically standing up for Satterfield. And now Holgorsen's coming in saying the same thing, and all of a sudden everyone wants to listen. I think the difference is Holgorsen had better success before he got to Nebraska, and Satterfield did not do a great job while he was here. I do want to commend him, though. You know, a lot of people would have taken their ball and gone home. A lot of people, when I went to practice and I said, hey, Marcus, would not have shaken my hand and looked me in the eye. So I got to commend him, because I respect a lot of the way that he's conducted and carried himself amidst a whole lot of controversy. I don't think that saying Dana Holgorsen and Satterfield and all that's exactly equal footing, though. Just my humble opinion. Did mention that the Huskers are dealing with a flu outbreak. That sucks. My response, no excuses. I mean, Wisconsin has more going on than just about any team in the country, almost. So no excuses this Saturday. A couple of interesting stats here. Three consecutive games in the Nebraska-Wisconsin series have been decided by seven or fewer points, including last year's game, which was decided by 7 points in overtime. The last time they played at Memorial Stadium in 2022 was a one-point differential in point margin. All right. Five, Nebraska's group of seniors that will be honored on Saturday includes 5 6-year seniors, super seniors who have spent their entire career at Nebraska, including Bryce Benhart, Ty Robinson, Ramir Johnson, John Bullock, and Javon Wright. And they've combined for 126 career starts in a Husker uniform. All right, what do we got here? All right, Nebraska's last victory was in 2012. Both teams wore alternate uniforms. The Huskers came back from a 17-point deficit on that day to win 30-27. And here are the top five stats that stand out to me heading into this Nebraska-Wisconsin game. Number one, our scoring offenses and defenses are so close. All right, they're giving up an average of 23.9 points per game. I'm sorry, they're scoring an average of 23.9 points per game. Nebraska's at 23.2, incredibly close. Scoring defense, they're giving up 20.9. We're giving up 20 points per game. When you look at red zone offense, all right, they're 12th, we're 17th. I think red zone is going to be a big key here, because points are going to be in a premium, and who can actually cash in on the few trips that these offenses are probably going to get into the red zone. Penalties, they're 2nd in the Big Ten, 6th in the country. All right, we're 15th in the Big Ten. We're 88th in the country. It is a little challenging when it's 16-on-11 sometimes. I'll just let that be. All right, turnovers gained. They're 14th in the Big Ten, 97th in the country. Nebraska, as of late, has not been doing good in the turnover margin. We were +6 when we were 5-1. We're now -1 since going into the Indiana game, so I'll let you do that basic math. But we're 6th in the Big Ten, all right, as far as that goes. So my thought is this. I am not going to change my score from earlier this week. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, ugly game. I think points are going to be at a premium. And I compared it to the ugly duckling game earlier this week. You know, everybody thinks that little ugly duckling is just butt ugly, but the mama duckling thinks it's beautiful. That game might be just like an ugly duckling, just so ugly for anybody to watch. But if Nebraska wins, that's going to be a beautiful freaking swan in my eyes. So here's what I'm going to go with. My prediction, I decided not to change it from earlier this week. Wisconsin 10, Nebraska 13. No, not a missed extra point. Two field goals, Jake. Don't give me all that right, look like that. Go. All right. How much time we got left in this segment here, Jake?
It's probably go pretty quick to get to Evan.
All right, let's do this. Man, that last segment's going to be, I got my top five games to go through, and we're going to play some clips as well, but I want to take a break and get to Evan Bland. He'll be joining us when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.